70 years ago, American forces recaptured the Aleutian island of Attu from the Japanese in the only ground battle fought on U.S. soil during the war. The fighting, which ended on May 30, 1943, took a heavy toll on both sides, but the battle is often forgotten by history books. Earlier this month, in an effort to remember both the soldiers and the 44 Unungan villagers who lost their homes on the island, the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service installed a memorial on Attu. KUCB's Stephanie Joyce reports.
If the Battle of Attu is remembered for any one thing, it's the extreme weather U.S. troops faced on the island. It was snowy and windy, and more troops suffered cold-related injuries than battlefield ones. The U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service crew installing the memorial had better luck.
It was beautiful in Attu, and we got her done in 3 days.
Billy Pepper is captain of the Fish and Wildlife Service's research boat, the Tekla. He says the first step was finding somewhere to put the memorial.
We had an unexploded ordnance person with us to scan the area to make sure that there wasn't anything you were going to stick a shovel into that could blow you up, basically, because that was a battle area. And they moved a lot. They took a lot of fire all throughout the Massacre Valley.
The crew eventually landed on a spot in the valley that the Tekla's chief scientist, Jeff Williams, says will give visitors a good view of the terrain that the soldiers battled.
It's just 2,000-foot mountains, and they had to scale up those and fight their ways up those mountains. It was really impressive, and it brought a lot home to being able to see that in that location.
Attu is uninhabited and only receives a few dozen visitors a year, so there won't be many people who get to see the memorial in person. But during the installation, Williams brought hundreds of visitors to the island through a ham radio broadcast.
I just let folks know that I would be on Attu and be able to make contact with them, and they get a card and they can say that they talked to someone on Attu at the 70th anniversary. So it's kind of an active thing. It's not a PowerPoint presentation afterwards, but it's so remote of a place, it's difficult to bring lots of people there. So that was my way of bringing it to people.
William says the best part of the 12-hour broadcast was when a veteran of the battle contacted him.
And he was on ADAC and Amchitka and then Attu and flew out of the base right there at Attu later on.
Remember when you talked to him over the radio, his comment was, I wonder if the chow's any better than it was back then.
Chow's better, he said.
The Tekla's crew is also raising awareness about the 70th anniversary in other ways. After installing the memorial, they held a dedication ceremony led by Captain Pepper with an honor guard of veterans from the crew. The video of it is on YouTube.
Today, there are just a few of us gathered here on this remote island of Attu to dedicate the Battle of Attu interpretive site. It is our great hope that Attu will remain a peaceful sanctuary for wildlife, and that by learning from the past, we can avoid Attu ever being a place of war again.
Reporting in ADAC, I'm Stephanie Joyce.